All right, so as we begin our first meditation period, just taking a couple moments to connect with the posture. Doing any rearranging you might have to do, but find that quality of stability in your lower body. Does it matter if you're on the floor or in a chair? Noticing that slight arch in the lower back and the lumbar spine. Very subtle. It brings a little extra stability to the meditative posture, allowing the bones of the body to stack upon each other. Now remembering that little space behind the ears and just having a slight tilt of the chin, just a millimeter or so. No tension, no effort. Inviting a quality of elongation, of lengthening through the spine, the neck, as if the head is gently floating toward the sky. And taking a couple deeper breaths, relaxing any tension, any holding in the body, as much as is possible in this moment. And periodically checking in on the posture. We all have a tendency to start to slouch or to become a little tense. And just refreshing it. And if a significant amount of discomfort's arising, just slowly shifting to alleviate. This is wise and helpful. In mindfulness practice, we often rest our attention, focus our attention on a particular object, a certain aspect of experience. And tonight, beginning with sound, just opening the sense gate of hearing, receiving the sound which is in your room, the sound of my voice, the sounds outside. As I'm sitting with you, I can hear a distant plane and the sound of the rain going through the gutter. So in mindfulness practice, at least in this style of it, right now we're focusing on a particular experience, in this case, hearing. And instead of leaning into the sound, instead of reaching and searching, letting the sounds come to you, letting them be received. as each sound arises, practice receiving it without any agenda, without any friction. Simply knowing the sound. Sound arises of its own accord and passes away in its own timing. Some sounds we like, we appreciate, and some sounds we find irritating, distracting. See if you can discover a quality of attention that holds both more or less equally. Meeting both pleasant and unpleasant sounds without having to move toward or away. Allowing the sounds to have their own arising, their own timing, and their own passing. You may notice as the sound arises that your mind gives it a label. That's the rain in the gutter. That's the plane or the car. The cat. The fellow house mate walking through. Practice listening underneath the label, underneath the idea and story, to the direct experience of sound. So you're hearing before the mind labels. Listening to the direct elemental experience of sound. Checking with the posture, checking for tension, for uprightness, for grounding. As we attend to sound, sometimes the mind will offer a thought or a series of thinking. As it does, gently acknowledge, here is my mind thinking, here is thought. And practicing gently releasing that thought and coming back to the direct experience of hearing. releasing thought without self-judgment. Just beginning again. And meditating with sound teaches us this spacious knowing, receiving sound all around us. We see how we don't have control of sound arising or passing. So we learn how to relate to see, to sense, its natural rhythm. Resting in the knowing of sound arising and passing away. With that same learning around sound, bring your attention to the experience of breathing. Can you allow the breath to arise just like you would notice the rising of a sound? And how the breath naturally wants to exhale, wants to shift into exhalation. Don't worry about feeling the breath in a particular part of the body. Just whatever is easily noticed. Transferring that experience of listening to sound into sensing the breath. How the breath may just naturally arise and naturally fade. If you notice that the breath is being changed by your very observation, that's okay. As we mentioned before, you learn to have a softer quality of attention over time. The rising of the breath, the falling of the breath. Noticing sound as it arises. Breath and sound. The mind will drift into thinking at times, sometimes quite often. Learning to release the thought gently without tension and coming back to the breath, coming back to sound, slowly strengthens our mindfulness. Being very patient with yourself. It's not being lost that matters, it's the coming back. Ah, here I am again, into the present moment. This breath, this sound. Starting to feel the wholeness of the breath, the very beginning of the breath, and how it grows into the fullness of the inhale. And that transition between inhale and exhale. On the end of the exhale, and that little space between breathing out and breathing in. Gently encouraging, inviting your attention to rest on this breath. Patiently returning again and again. And in a few moments, you hear me strike the bell 3 times. Resting in the experience of hearing, and waiting till the bell fades completely before coming out of the meditation. Thank you.